Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Friday, October 26th. We're getting this thing done early so that you have time to go over all our information, make all the moves you need to make sure you have a great week 8 in fantasy football and your NFL betting and all the other kind of stuff. Now, we got a special situation this week.
Special.
Yeah, there it is. Dan was not able to make it. He has other things going on, so I had to find a guest host, and in the short amount of time I had to find a guest host, I decided to go with our podcast medical consultant.
No, I was just cheap.
and my wife. Judy is the co-host today. Her job is to be Dan with a female voice.
Seems like that might work.
So she's going to input some information where she has asked questions, and or if she wants to just input information.
Oh, where, I get to talk at free will?
As long as it has to do with fantasy football.
Oh, I'll be pretty quiet then.
I'll probably ask you some questions regarding injuries since you're a medical expert.
Oh, you okay? Should have prefaced this. I have no source to go back to.
Yeah, but you are a college graduate and a registered nurse.
I know. Are you scared?
No. Other than that, she will also be making the picks for Dan's Beat the Host team.
In the correct order, I'm told.
In the correct order, that's correct. And she has another big job. She gets to, when we go into the bar for the Fantasy Girl of the Week, she gets to make the measurement guesses on our Fantasy Girl. Are you excited about that?
No, I have a grievance about that. But
well, we'll get to that when we get to the Fantasy Girl section.
Okay.
But before that, you know, check out the website, mycffl.com, mycffl.com. Everything we talk about will be there. The links to the news items, our gambling segment, our Beat the Host segment, our Fantasy Girl segment, and anything else I forgot to mention in this little thing. Also, you got questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at, do you know Dan's email address?
Strapbad.
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
I knew the important part.
And if you don't feel like leaving an email, you want to leave a text or you want to leave a voicemail, we have that option available too. We've been without a voicemail in the last couple weeks. All these people calling up saying they're going to give us a weekly question, you know, that kind of stuff, not happening. You know who you are. Give us a call, 414-520-8249. Leave a message. Remember, it's a family podcast. Don't get naughty. And we'll play it on the air. You don't want to leave a voice message? Your voice sounds like my wife's?
Is there a problem with that?
You can also leave a text, 414-520-8249, and we'll read those on the air. Other than that, I don't think there's much else going on.
Should we talk about Dan's chair?
You like Dan's chair?
Yeah.
Do I need to get one of those? We're up in the Dr. Pepper Man room and Dan brought his own chair and Judy's sitting in it. I hope he doesn't put up a stink about that.
There will be a stink, all right.
So, on with the podcast. You know what's next? The news and notes, everybody. Here we go. Does that siren still scare you, though, when you hear it?
Yeah, especially when I'm in the car and looking around.
And what does that mean when you hear the siren?
Pull over.
No, it means it's time for the injuries, everybody. Last night's game, Houston receiver Will Fuller was lost for the season with a torn ACL. Fuller suffered the injury in the fourth quarter while running a deep route near the end zone. Fuller got up and walked off the field without assistance. But as you know from a previous CFFL league member, Dr. Scott, you can walk with a torn ACL.
Yes, you can.
And you got it from our medical expert also. And why can you walk with a torn ACL? You just can't run and move, change directions, right?
I don't know if you know this, but that's not within my specialty.
I'm a burn nurse. New England running back Sony Michel suffered a knee injury against the Bears, although the injury looked serious. An MRI performed on Monday. What does MRI mean, Judy?
Medical resonance imaging.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Oh, yeah. That
wow.
Should I really be the medical consultant here?
The MRI showed no structural damage. Michael will be considered week to week. Marshawn Lynch was placed on the IR by the Raiders with his groin and core muscle injury. What is a core muscle?
I'm looking at you right now.
It's the stomach, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought it was. Okay. Lynch is eligible to return after week eight. Or after 8 weeks on the IR, but I would be of the belief that he's done for the year. Groin injuries, touchy situations, correct?
Sure.
Breakthrough Dolphin receiver Albert Wilson is likely to be making an appearance on the injured list for the Dolphins with his injured hip, and he's not even old. Again, this means Wilson is done for this year and will likely return to the team late in the offseason. It does not look like Wilson will require surgery, but that doesn't keep him from landing on the IR. And for the Packers, both Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb have returned to practice for the Packers. This is a good thing. Considering they're going up against the undefeated Rams this weekend, the Packers will need all hands on deck. Aaron Rodgers, the GOAT, cannot do everything by himself. Right? Bilal Powell's career may be in jeopardy after suffering a neck injury in last week's game. The injury is not only ending this season for Powell, but the surgery that is scheduled is likely to make returning to football practically impossible.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt your neck.
No.
I'm sure everyone remembers how neck injuries have shortened the careers of such players as Eric Dickerson and Sterling Sharp. This does not look good for Powell and the Jets. Amari Cooper, everybody. The number two receiver at best who thinks he's a number one. Was traded to Dallas for a first-round pick. Reports are that the Eagles also offered a second-rounder for Cooper. I am still stunned. Do you see that stunned right here? Face?
I see
stunned
it. I see it.
That someone gave up a first-round pick for a guy who has proved nothing and has been extremely disappointing considering his pre-draft hype and draft position. Le'Veon Bell, the drug-addicted or marijuana-smoking running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is still not reporting to the team.
Too much wacky weed?
Too much wacky weed. It was reported that he would return to the team during the Week 7 bye for the Steelers, which turned into him then reporting for Week 8, which is this week. And now it turns out he will not be reporting this week either. This is terrible news for Bell owners and a very happy day for those of you in fantasy football that took a draft or took a chance on drafting James Conner. And with the trade for Carlos Hyde, the Jaguars have let go of Jamal Charles. And question for you, I was going to ask Dan this. Does the trade for Carlos Hyde make you think the Jaguars believe they are done with Fournette for the rest of the year, who injured his hamstring?
I just heard a lot of white noise.
Okay. I think you make a trade for Carlos Hyde and you give up draft picks. And that just means that there's something more wrong with Leonard Fournette. He's done for the year, everybody. Do not take that as gospel. But I'm just saying, you don't give up draft picks for a starting running back when you have a starting running back and he's injured. That means he's done for the year.
With the hamstring, he's done?
Well, they're tricky. He's a running back. That's all running.
Oh.
Right?
Running back. Missed that part.
Yeah. This is why the NFL just doesn't understand why the fans have been leaving scenario. The Minnesota Vikings have announced that Everson Griffin will resume team activities after his leave of absence. Griffin left the team in September after incidents in which Griffin hadn't been himself for weeks which led the team to tell him that he was not allowed back at the team facilities until he underwent a mental health evaluation. Not good, right?
Nope.
Griffin made several comments about people trying to kill him. He referenced 777, whatever that means, and entered into a vehicle of someone he thought he knew at a gas station while leaving his vehicle behind. His wife called the police after Griffin sped away from their home with another person while shirtless. He also threatened to shoot someone at the Hotel Ivy in downtown Minneapolis if he wasn't let into his room. Now, it's still not clear as to whether or not he'll be cleared to play against the Saints this weekend, although I just heard that he will be playing this weekend versus the Saints. And I'm telling you right now, the league wonders why there are so many people questioning whether or not the league is actually concerned about player safety and health like they always say they are. Tell me how a guy with this supposed mental problem can possibly be ready to go this soon after receiving mental treatment. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not an expert on that.
I mean, it's September, and this is what, October? It hasn't even been a month?
Yeah, but a lot of those medications don't kick in real quick. That's given that he started on medication.
And then he's still taking medication.
Good point.
Okay. I'm telling you, and Dan made a comment. He said the guy's crazy, and the NFL is foolish for letting him play right now. And I agree with him because he's right. Next up, Joe Flacco continually being used, the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, continually being used as a decoy, split out wide while the Baltimore Ravens continue to throw Lamar Jackson onto the field to run the ball from the quarterback position in order to keep him from grumbling. If I were a defensive back, you know what I would do?
Tell me.
If I was lined up covering Joe Flacco on one of these plays where he just stands there after the ball is snapped and he just stands, doesn't run, doesn't do anything, I'd lay him out.
You would not.
At the snap of the ball. I would. Rules state you have 5 yards to make contact with the receiver before you have to let him go. There's nothing against doing that in the rules. He isn't in a protected position because he's not playing quarterback. And as a defender, like I said, I get 5 yards to hit a receiver before I'm required to let him go. It isn't my fault that Joe Flacco was slow off the ball.
What would your fine be for flattening him?
Nothing. I didn't do anything illegal. And that would also be the fastest way to get the Ravens to give up on this foolish idea of purposely running idiotic wildcat plays just to get a crybaby quarterback into the game. You agree with that?
You use that word crybaby a lot.
I know. Well, there's a lot of crybabies in the NFL right now, and I think it has something to do with a lot of them being millennials.
Oh, here we go.
Time for a rant. Actually, that's it for the news. You have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good.
You ready to meet our next guest on Beat the Host?
Absolutely.
You have Dan's list ready to make picks?
I do.
I know it's going to be a waste of like 20 minutes because I always win these things.
I know.
All right, here we go, everybody. It's time for Beat the Host.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? I'm sorry. Winning. I'll be over here, like, winning.
We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning.
And you know that sound, that introduction music means it's time for Beat the Host. Some lucky listeners' chance to go against Dan and myself. Well, today, Dan is being played by my wife, Judy, as you know. You can say hi.
Hi.
Oh, Lord. On the phone with us this week, actually, our chance to go against Dan and I in fantasy football by picking a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, and a tight end. And you will receive 6 points for every touchdown, 1 point for every 10 yards gained. And we make it a little more difficult by taking the top 5 scores in the CFFL out of contention for each position. On the phone with us this week is, I believe you won last year, did you not?
I did not. Justin won last year, or for the CFFL. No, I didn't, but I came close, actually.
Didn't you win on Beat the Host?
Oh, Beat the Host.
Yeah, that's what we're playing, Linda. Beat the Host.
Snap.
Yes.
Okay, so you are a past winner. You know how this works. We're going to give you the first pick. You're going to give me a position. I'll go over the players that you are not able to pick from. You'll make your pick. And then once you're done with those picks for that position, I will go over some other must-starts and don't-bothers at that position. All right?
All right.
What position would you like to start with?
Quarterback.
Quarterbacks. All right. The ones you cannot pick from: Patrick Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Andrew Luck, or Jared Goff. And your pick is?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady of the New England Patriots. Now, you're going to really piss off when Dan's is not. That's not Dan's first pick, is it?
No.
Okay. Well, Dan can have the next pick then. Go ahead.
You're going to be surprised that I know how to say this name.
Okay.
Ben Roethlisberger.
We always say Big Ben.
Excuse me, Big Ben.
Okay, Big Ben it is.
Big Ben. I have some other names for him, but I'm not going to say it. I don't know.
Old slow guy. Big Ben Roethlisberger is one of my must-starts. Cleveland is allowing more than 23 fantasy points to quarterbacks when they are playing on the road. Big Ben, on the other hand, has scored more than 20 fantasy points in 5 of his last 7 home games. Big Ben is a must-start. Dan got that one right. Now, I don't see Tom Brady because he's an obvious, always must-start.
Yeah.
Which brings me to me. And I'm going to go with the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers, against the Rams.
I'm glad she sighed. I was about to.
What? I don't know. Dave, it's the Rams, man.
It doesn't
They're
matter.
7-0.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Listen to my friend Linda.
Yes, thank you, Jody.
Another must-start for you, Andy Dalton versus Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has given up 12 touchdown passes, along with more fantasy points to quarterbacks than any other team in the NFL at 34. That's not good. I also like this week Aaron Rodgers against the Rams, like I said. He looks to have all his receiving weapons back this week, and it isn't like the Packers will be playing in front of a hostile crowd in L.A. Can 150 people in L.A. actually be considered a crowd? No. No. Quarterback don't bothers for me this week. Derek Carr versus Indianapolis. I don't like quarterbacks that cry while they're on the field. And that's what Derek Carr does. It's enough to keep this guy on your bench right there. If you want real stats, though, as to why Carr should remain benched for you, quarterbacks playing against the Colts have averaged a surprising 16 fantasy points in the first 7 weeks of this season. Also, Case Keenum versus Kansas City. With the way the Chiefs' defense has looked at the beginning of the season, you may think, hey, Dave, why would you bench Case Keenum? And I'm going to tell you, Keenum should be a must-start, however. Or wait, Keenum? Well, you would think that he'd be a must-start, right? But the Chiefs' defense has improved mightily over the last couple weeks. Visiting quarterbacks have only combined for 2 touchdown passes as well as 5 interceptions this year. I also don't like Carson Wentz against the Jaguars in London this week. So that means it's Dan's pick. He gets to go to the next position. What position would he like to start with there, Judy?
He would like to talk about, what about wide receiver?
Okay, wide receivers. He's going to go with wide receivers.
And I have another grievance.
Hang on. Gosh, wide receivers that are off the list: Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, Emmanuel Sanders, and DeAndre Hopkins. Who would he like?
Well, it's an acronym. OBJ.
Odell OBJ. Beckham Jr. OBJ. Odell Beckham Jr.
He actually has a name.
Yes, he does. And it's too long to write. That's why it's OBJ.
Oh, shorthand. Got it.
Okay. Wow. Linda, since I am the champ at this thing, you can get the next pick.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to go Robert Woods.
Yes.
But since you just said all that stuff about Roethlisberger and how great they are, how great they're going to do. I'm actually going to go Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. And I'm glad you didn't take Robert Woods, because Robert Woods is my must-start of the week. With Cooper Kupp out of the lineup, Woods has been shining. He has scored almost 20 fantasy points in four of his last five games for the Rams. Unless the Packers show up with their defense from the Buffalo game, Woods should be able to collect a good number of passes this week for fantasy owners. And that's why I'm going with Robert Woods.
Dang it.
Yep, yep, yep. Stick with your gut. You'll learn that.
I know.
If you were a guy, you would know those things.
Uh-huh.
Other must start for me at receiver, John Brown versus Carolina. Last week, the Saints against the Saints. Brown had 134 yards and a touchdown. That isn't bad, even against a questionable Saints defense. The Panthers aren't much better. By allowing six touchdowns and the seventh most fantasy points to receivers split out wide. I also like Jarvis Landry against the Steelers this week. As far as don't bothers for me, Tyler Lockett versus Detroit. It may be tough to say no to a guy who has scored a touchdown in all but one of the games this season. However, this might be the week to do it. Detroit is giving up the fourth fewest fantasy points to wide receivers, and Lockett looks like he will be seeing a lot of the Lions' best cornerback, Darius Slay. I also don't like Devin Funchess, even though I had to play him in my fantasy league.
Had to?
I had to.
Had to.
My team sucks. In fact, I think I'm playing you this week, aren't I, in the podcast league?
Are you my T.E. Ertz when I fart?
Yeah, my tight end Ertz when I fart, yeah.
You know, I show everybody that out here on the East Coast. I'm like the best fantasy football name. I show them your team name. It's brilliant.
Well, Wayne said I should have added, you know, because Jake Butt plays for Denver. He's a tight end. He said your team should have been my Butt Ertz when Eifert. Anyways, Devin Funchess versus Baltimore. The Ravens have been strong this year so far. Only four touchdowns and the second fewest yards to receivers out wide. I am not a fan of Marvin Jones against the Seahawks this week and Sammy Watkins going against Denver. Which brings me to me. I make the next pick.
It's all about you, Dave.
I am the champ. I am the champ. And I am going to go with running backs. Running backs not available this week. See how much work I have to do during this? Okay, running backs not available. Todd Gurley, Saquon Barkley, Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, and Alvin Kamara. And I am going to go a little bit off the board, a guy I've never taken before. I'm going David Johnson from the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Linda, you can have the second pick.
So I think I don't know.
Stick with your gut. Remember our rule.
Okay, James Conner.
James Conner. I thought you were going to say James White.
I was. He's my other guy written down.
James Conner. And Judy, who does Dan want?
Well, he really wanted James Conner, but, you know, next best, James White.
James White for Dan. All right, other must-starts for me this week at running back, Joe Mixon versus Tampa. The knee looks healed, and Mixon seems to be back. Again, as I stated with Dalton in the must-start quarterbacks, the Tampa Bay defense is giving up an average of more than 32 fantasy points per game to running backs. Tampa's defense is not good. I also like this week Philip Lindsay versus Kansas City. That's right. Get Sideshow Bob in your lineup, everybody. In their first matchup in week four, Lindsay ran for 79 yards, one touchdown, and 16 fantasy points. Not bad for a guy with big hair and a temper problem, right? I also like Marlon Mack versus Oakland. As far as running backs, I shouldn't even bother with Nick Chubb versus Pittsburgh. Yes, he's getting a ton of touches for the Browns, but play him at your own risk this week when he plays a defense that has allowed running backs to rush for about 3.5 yards per carry, along with the second fewest fantasy points in the NFL. And I also don't like this week Corey Clement versus Jacksonville. Speaking of teams being stingy with yards per carry average, the Jaguars are only giving up 3.8 of those yards on average this season so far. Add to that the fact that there is just too much timeshare going on in Philly, and Clement is a guy to let sit on the pine until the Eagles decide who the number one guy is there. I also don't think you should consider playing Latavius Murray against New Orleans because he used to be a Cowboy.
Oh, please.
And I know you're a Cowboy fan.
I know. Now they have Amari Cooper. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Woo. A guy that can't get open. Just like.
Shut up.
And finally, that leaves us with tight ends. And I have one of those. Look at that.
Ooh. Oh, I'm looking, and it's tight not ends. What you're thinking it is.
Tight ends you can't take this week. Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Eric Ebron. How he's in the top five is beyond me. And Jared Cook. Linda, you get the first pick at tight end.
All right, here it goes. The Bears, Trey Burton.
Lord, really?
Hey, he's money every week, just so you know.
Okay, Trey Burton. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Judy, who does Dan want?
O.J. Howard.
Ah, he was my second choice, Judy.
That's right, second choice. O.J. Howard.
And Dave, what's yours?
My pick is my number one tight end for the week. C.J. Uzama against Tampa Bay. I've been a little early with this guy last week when I called him a must start. However, this is the week you want him in your lineup. C.J. Uzama, man, everybody. Since Tyler Eifert, a guy from my team is named after, was lost for the season, Uzama has been involved in over 90% of the team's snaps, and, well, the Tampa defense isn't really that great. Get Uzama in your lineup. Also, Jared Cook versus Indianapolis. The only real threat, and I'm using the term very loosely for the Raiders, on receiving core was Amari Cooper. Well, Cooper's gone, leaving the next best guy to catch passes being Jared Cook. If Derek Carr can see through his tears, Cook should be getting quite a few targets this week. The Colts defense has also given up the fourth most fantasy points of tight ends this year. Don't bother for me, Jordan Reed versus Washington. As bad as the Giants defense is, they have yet to allow a touchdown to a slot receiver yet this year. I also do not like Greg Olsen against the Ravens and Kyle Rudolph against the Saints. That's it for Beat the Host this week. Linda, your team. Tom Brady, James Conner, Antonio Brown, and Trey Burton. Dan?
Winner!
Yeah, okay. Dan, Big Ben Roethlisberger, James White, Odell Beckham Jr., and O.J. Howard. And me, the guy who has every win for this podcast.
Whatever.
Aaron Rodgers. David Johnson, Robert Woods, and say it with me, C.J. Uzama.
Good job with the pronunciation, honey.
If you're able to take me down, Linda, this week, and Dan, you're going to win your very own autographed picture of us to go with the one from last year. And?
What you've always wanted.
Your very own Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast bottle and can koozie. You and Justin can have matching pairs.
I know. It'll be so cute. We'll send you a pic.
Anything else going on? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun? You got like yard work to do or something?
We don't really have a yard out here. So
so no.
We've been going to haunted houses and you know, 13? Doing all that scary stuff. Oh yeah. It's fun. Oh, we've been watching scary movies, brushing up on our fantasy. Yeah,
well, you got those in the wrong order. Perhaps a little
staying warm out here, actually. I heard it was snowing by you guys, but it's pretty nice out here.
It snowed last Saturday, yeah.
Oh, geez. So.
All right, well, we wish you good luck. And if you win, I'll get those things out to you because I got to send Justin's out. I was kind of waiting until you had your moment in the sun rather than sending two shipments.
We are winner chicken dinner.
We have extras, so we're actually just planning on sending them out to anybody, even if they win or lose. So you'll get them anyway. All right?
Well, like they say at Chick-fil-A, it's my pleasure.
Wow. How long did you practice that?
Nice.
It just came to me. Literally, it just came to me. Well, I was like, ooh, that's good.
That was free advertising for Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Impressive. Well, have a great weekend. Say hi to Justin. And,
thank you. Thank you, Judy.
Bye,
thank you,
Linda.
Dave.
Take care.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
I got to warn you, Clark. They don't play the same games here that they do at them regular casinos.
And we're back. How did you enjoy doing the Beat the Whole segment? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I'm told to say.
You better have. Although I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to win. Because I always do.
Okay.
But now we're in a casino and it's time for our bets. What we're going to do here, like we always do, we're going to go over some NFL bets and some college bets. These are just for entertainment purposes only, unless you live in a place where you can legally bet and you want to use our picks. We'll start with the games in the NFL this week and my choices. I'll read over Dan's, even though he's not here. He left me a list. And we'll start in the NFL.
Shouldn't I get to do that? I'm Dan.
You know how to read those?
No, but I can be taught. I have a college degree, remember?
We're going to start in the NFL, everybody. And remember, you can check out these bets on the sports investing page on the website, mycffl.com. I'm going to start with the Green Bay Packers +9 versus the LA Rams. Yes, the Rams are undefeated. Yes, this might be a trap game for me. Yes, the Rams average 34 points per game while only giving up an average of 18. But there is no way any team led by Aaron Rodgers should be this much of an underdog. This is the largest number of points Aaron Rodgers has ever received in his career as a starting quarterback. The Packers have won 5 straight in the series of the Packers versus the Rams, including all 4 games with Aaron Rodgers as a starting quarterback. All 4 of those victories with Rodgers at the helm as quarterback were by double digits. Give me the Packers in the 9 points. I'm not saying they're going to win this game, but it'll be closer than 9 points. Dan also picked that game, Green Bay +9 versus the Rams. My next game, Philadelphia -3.5 versus Jacksonville. Both of these teams are 3-4 straight up. Both teams are in a desperate need of a win to keep their season alive. I like the Eagles in this situation. There's just too much unrest over in Jacksonville with the lack of quarterback and running back for my liking. Give me the Eagles in the 3.5. And Dan went with Jacksonville on this one. He's taking Jacksonville in the 3.5 points. He's going to get schooled. The next game, Baltimore -2 versus Carolina. Baltimore is 6-0 straight up coming off a loss. I love the Ravens defense to keep them in this game. Give me Baltimore, and I can easily lay those 2 points. Dan's got a game here. He's going Kansas City over Denver. I also have that game, Kansas City -10 versus Denver. I like this because Kansas City is an amazing offense team, and I'm sticking with Chiefs again this week, going up against a bad Denver team in Kansas City. The Broncos are not the same defensive juggernaut they once were, and now they're going up against the best offense in the NFL. Add to that, the Chiefs are now playing with a defense that has improved quite a bit over the last couple weeks. Give me the Chiefs, and I will lay 10 points. My next game, New England -14 against Buffalo. Buffalo is just plain what? Horrible.
Terrible, yes.
Terrible. This comes down to a simple disparity in quarterback quality for each team. Tom Brady is 28-3 against the Buffalo Bills in his career, and the Patriots are 9-2-1 against the spread in Buffalo. Give me New England all day long. Dan is going with Detroit over Seattle, -3 points for Detroit. My next game, San Francisco in a pick'em versus Arizona. Remember those days when Arizona was capable of scoring points? Do you remember that?
No.
Well, those days are done. The Cardinals are scoring less than 1 point per drive this year so far. The Cardinals are almost 11 points per game worse than the average team in the NFL. Hello, San Francisco. Only Buffalo is worse in 2018. Give me San Francisco over Arizona. Dan is going to go with the Jets +7 versus Chicago. My next game, New Orleans +1 versus Minnesota. The Saints rallied to beat the Baltimore Ravens last week. The Ravens have a better defense right now than the Vikings do. Also, the Vikings will not be able to keep up offensively with the Saints. Overall, the Saints are getting better week to week. Give me the Saints as the Vikings continue their free fall in the NFC North. Dan has Tampa Bay plus 4.5 versus Cincinnati, and he also has Indianapolis minus 3 over Oakland. I think that's all my picks for the NFL.
Right? Seems like enough.
Seems like enough? All right. So that means it's time for college games. Dan is going with Michigan State minus 2.5 versus Purdue. He's going with Wisconsin minus 6.5 versus Northwestern. You like Northwestern, don't you?
I do.
Used to work there a lot.
A lot. Love those people.
That was the hospital, though, not the university.
Yes, good point.
All right. He also has Duke minus 2.5 versus Pittsburgh. And he has Texas minus 3 versus Oklahoma State. And then the two that we agree, well, the one we agree on, Oregon minus 9.5 versus Arizona. And then he's going against one of my picks. I have Arkansas plus 1.5 versus Vanderbilt, and he's going with Vanderbilt. I also like Texas Tech plus 4 versus Iowa State. I like TCU minus 14.5 versus Kansas. I like Penn State minus 6 versus Iowa. I like Missouri minus 7 versus Kentucky. I also like Washington minus 11.5 versus California. Tulsa minus 3 versus Tulane. And like I said, Oregon minus 9.5 versus Arizona. You didn't understand any of that, did you?
Nope, a lot of white noise.
That's it for the gambling, everybody. You know what time it is now. This is the time when Judy gets to play Dan, have a Jack and Coke in the bar, and he gets to guess women's measurements. I cannot wait. It's time for the Fantasy Bill. Oh, that's right. Here we are in the bar, ready for our fantasy girl. She's standing right over there by the bar. Do you see her?
Sure. Yeah. I guess we use our imaginations here now, don't we?
Well, we do, only because I don't have the picture up here yet for you.
Oh, and can we talk about my grievance?
What could you possibly have a grievance on?
Well, you know, I think you should, like, jazz it up a little bit when, you know, you have a female on the other end and put, like, a strapping football player with big shoulders, and then I could maybe guess his business size.
Really?
Well, what are you guys doing?
We are professionals.
I am, too.
There was only one time in the history of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League that we used a guy as the Fantasy Girl of the Week. And that was back in the day when I used to mail out the Cheddarhead News Gazettes to everybody. We had a girl in the league. Well, we still do now. But we had a girl in the league back then. And during the offseason, I used to do bios on each team. And when I was doing a bio on your team, you were able to pick the fantasy girl. And she wanted a guy. So there has been one guy. And I regret that to this day.
Why?
Because that's like saying girls should be able to go into the guy's restroom. This is a guy's thing.
I know you men are dirty. I cannot imagine being in your restroom. Ew.
Anyway, it's time for the fantasy girl.
So what am I doing now?
Well, I'm going to read her bio.
Oh, okay.
Do you not listen to a podcast?
I do, but I see her picture and she's pretty.
Yes, of course she is. She's a woman. Women are pretty.
Oh, I don't hear that much.
It's time for the fantasy girl. Our chance to look at beautiful women and make it seem like it's something we're doing for a job.
Got it.
Right? Check her out on the website, mycffl.com, on the fantasy girl page. Her name? Guess what her first name is?
Kelly.
Oh, it's on the page. Our fantasy girl this week, Kelly Karloff. You're already smarter than Dan. Do you want to do a little test ding on the bell?
Okay. I love that thing.
All right, you get to ring that if you get her measurements within 1 inch.
Oh.
Okay, if you get one ding for within 1 inch, you get two dings if you're right on.
Oh, score. Okay.
All right. Kelly Karloff, everybody. She was born November 25th, 1998. She is a model and actress, best known for her role in the television show Bull. If you think you have a chance with her, guys, just know that she doesn't appreciate corny pickup lines And always remember, there's a big difference between a man who is confident and a man who is arrogant. She doesn't like the second one.
Oh, note to self.
Okay, well, I know that you're going to be going for her.
Hey,
you're married. You have me.
She might like me.
No. Kelly Karloff. This is where you need to listen.
Snap.
Okay, you ready?
You're ready. Looking?
Kelly Karloff stands 5 foot 7 inches tall. She wears a size 2 dress.
Oh, I hate her already.
The brown-haired, brown-eyed model and actress has the measurements of, and we start with the chest, 5'7", size 2.
They look like 38s to me.
Do you need your glasses on?
It's white. Everything in white makes you look a little bigger.
34.
I don't get a ding. Okay.
Waist.
Okay, if those are 34, then that must be 25.
25 is exactly right. Okay, you don't need to screech into the microphone.
Sorry, I got and more excited.
And you get 2 dings.
Oh, sorry. Rules.
And her waist.
Didn't we just say the waist is 25?
I'm sorry, her hips.
Okay, her hips.
Hips.
Those are a little wider now.
Well, yes, they always are.
Let's say... you really put Dan on the spot here.
Well, I know, but he's a professional.
I have to think a little bit more than he does.
He thinks a little bit too.
Okay. Well, let's go with...
And he usually uses the words,
And what did I do?
You didn't do any of that, but he usually just...
Hmm.
So we're on the hips.
Let's say 38.
Oh, 36. 34, no. 34, 25, 36. Kelly Karloff, everybody, your Fantasy Girl of the Week.
Woohoo!
Was that exciting?
Living on the edge.
And that's it for this week, everybody. Week 8 of your fantasy season. Remember, check out the website, mycffl.com. If you got questions, comments, concerns, email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at...
strap1971@yahoo.com.
That's right. You were listening.
Every once in a while.
You're already ahead of Dan. Dan never listens while we're doing this.
How do you say that? Every squirrel finds a nut?
Every squirrel finds a nut. Every blind squirrel finds a nut.
Yeah, that's it.
And every broken clock is right twice a day. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy your Week 8 fantasy and NFL season. We'll talk to you again next week. Be good.